We're in the midst of a fight. We are in the midst of the fight for our life. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Brian with Applied Fitness, and this is the Science and Art of Living an Amazing Life podcast. And today I want to talk about the fight of our life, and that fight is against age-related muscle loss, because as we age, we tend to lose hard-earned, beloved muscle, and what happens can be reversed, and it will be reversed if we talk to do what we're going to talk about today. So, first off, it's something that's totally natural, totally normal. It's called sarcopenia, and that's the clinical term, and all that means and all you need to know and all we need to know together is sarcopenia is muscle wasting, and that's where your body starts to break down your muscle tissue, it starts to break down your muscle tone, it breaks down your strength, and it slowly happens, and it starts in your late 30s, accelerates in your 40s, 50s, and beyond. And the problem with that is when you start to lose muscle tone, there goes your metabolism. So it's very insidious, it happens slow, and we've all seen that. We start to get less energy, you have less sexual drive, you have less mobility. All of that is because of muscle wasting. So what can we do? Well, I'm glad you asked that. There's a couple things we can do. So first thing, and the number one thing, is strength training. And, you know, we're always talking about the importance of strength training, but it's even more important as we age, because what happens is by strength training, that helps build you back up. It helps build you up so you're leaner, you're stronger, you're fitter, you're healthier. It increases your balance, your mobility, all those good things. But more importantly, it ignites your metabolism, because what happens is when you work out, when you strength train, it keeps your metabolism burning calories throughout the day. So it's twofold. We're going to put on a little bit of muscle tone, and we're going to burn calories throughout the day with an ignited metabolism. So you can't go wrong. That's the basis of that. So what exactly is strength training? So we're just looking to keep it simple. And optimal results is a repetition range of 8 to 15. So you want a weight of resistance that you can do from 8 times to 15 repetitions with perfect form. Now, we're not talking about going real heavy that you can only do two or three. That's not all we're talking about. Conversely, I don't want to see you use a weight that you can do, you know, 25, 30 repetitions. There is a point of diminishing returns there. So you want to avoid that. But what you do want is a weight that you can do 8 to 15 times at strength training your whole body. So you want to do a couple sets for each muscle group. What that's going to do is, again, it's going to help you look stronger. You're going to feel leaner. That really is what's going to help eliminate the muscle wasting. And as a side note, and we don't talk too much about this, but we should, is, you know, the sarcopenia obviously is muscle wasting, but strength training also overcomes osteopenia, which is the bone breakdown, which is the precursor to osteoporosis. So strength training really is the one size fits all, pardon the pun, the solution to help you not only lose the weight, but also to keep the muscle, the well-preserved, precious muscle and bone. So I hope that helps. There are a couple things you can do is to fight the age-related muscle mass, and what that's going to help you do is help you live an amazing life. And this is the Science and Art of Living an Amazing Life podcast, and I hope that helps. Until next time, I'll talk to you later.